Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Rutherford Issues on WGNS AM/FM. Don't forget, online at WGNSradio.com. And if you've got one of those iPhones or Android devices, well, you can download our app in the marketplace or in the app store on Apple phones. It's free, and you can listen to our stream right there on your phone. Plug it into your car, into the auxiliary jack or whatever, or a lot of cars have that already built in. You can listen to us anywhere that you may be. Had some folks listening in several weeks ago to an MTSU game out in California, driving down the highway there in Los Angeles. So anywhere you are, that's where we can be for you as well. Time to talk about things going on with legal aid. And Andre Chrisman joins us here in studio. And Andre, I think last time we spoke, I left the invitation open for you to come back to talk about the walk-in clinics. And you're ready to lay some new information on us, aren't you?
Well, definitely. And I appreciate you having us back. We are, have the free walk-in legal clinic that is going to get kicked off this the third Saturday of this month, which is February the 18th, from 9 to 11 o'clock at Higher Ground Worship Center here in the city of Murfreesboro, and that's located at 2424 Yearwood Avenue. So we're pretty excited about that.
Now, this walk-in clinic, how similar is it to what you've been doing, I guess, with the free legal advice on Thursdays?
Right. We are doing it in partnership, in a sense. Legal Aid Society, along with Higher Ground Worship Center, which I'm managing attorney at Legal Aid Society, and I happen to pastor the Higher Ground Worship Center where we're having the clinic. And I talked with Mr. Sharp concerning the free legal clinic on Thursdays, and we consider ourselves a little brother to that clinic because obviously they do great work at Greenhouse Ministries hosting that every Thursday. This is one time a month, but it allows it to be done on a Saturday. We've heard from various individuals who would like to go to the clinic, as well as attorneys who have come to us and said, you know, if you all had a weekend option, we'd love to either participate as attorney. And I've heard individuals say, I can't make it through the week because of my work schedule. So if you all have something on Saturday, I'd love to be able to come and talk about my legal issue.
So very similar, except just a different day.
That's right. That's right. It's a weekend option. Obviously, as we're working in partnership, and that's what we want to continue doing, stressing the significance and importance of community. If we can't serve individuals there during that time, we obviously are going to offer people, recommend them to the free legal clinic happening every Thursday from 4 to 6 at Greenhouse Ministries. And the other various resources, there's online TennesseeJustice.org that is a resource that individuals can go through online if they have internet access to ask attorneys their questions. So we're definitely going to continue to push those. But if you want to talk with an attorney, I've already had at least one other attorney commit along with myself to staff the clinic, and you have that time available, come on out and we sit down and see if we can help you out with that issue.
Did you have trouble talking with the pastor of the church to make this happen?
we were reluctantly drug him into it, so we think that he's going to get on board.
Well, that's pretty neat though. That I mean, really, you have to have, you know, the church itself that's willing to open up the doors for that, because it's right. The parishioners that pay for the electricity, that keep the lights on and things like that. So, you know, but people really want to step out and help other folks. And this is a you know, just put on your pastor hat for a moment, a great ministry tool.
Right, right. Well, definitely. Our church, my father pastored church before me, and he had a deep commitment to the community. He didn't feel that his Christianity should ever be relegated to the four walls that he was in, but we have to go out and share. So, yes, you know, probably some coffee, the electricity, cleaning up the bathrooms and things of that nature afterwards will be on the church to do that. But we want to offer the service to the community, and particularly at a time like this when the community needs so much, I would think that the timing is perfect.
So Thursdays have been, I guess, the past number of years, if you're not there standing in line at 4 o'clock, you're probably not going to be seen, right?
That's so true. I mean, one of the things that our former executive director, Ashley Wiltshire, who was with us for some 37 years, he said there's not a lot of competition for what we do mm-hmm. in terms of free civil legal assistance to people. And so if you're not getting it there on Thursdays, then there's not much other than if you come to the Legal Aid Society and we're able to take your case. And of course, that's open every day of the week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
So when you say civil, I guess law information, advice, that's the word I was looking for. What are you talking about, basically? What I know you can't take all areas here, obviously.
Right. And let me be clear, because I do want to make sure I make a distinction between we're free civil legal assistance at Legal Aid Society. So we're dealing with access to benefits, housing, evictions from public housing or Section 8, some TIN care matters, because there have been a number of cuts, domestic violence, divorces, orders of protection. Some individuals have gotten into some credit card debts, and there are cases proceeding against them, as well as some living wills and whatnot. So those are what we deal with at the office. What happens with these clinics, and that's why they're so key, is that we really, as long as we have an attorney who can look at it and know is knowledgeable about that area, then you can bring that problem to the particular clinic. Whereas in legal aid, we don't deal with criminal. But if you go to the clinic today, they'll be held from 4 to 6. If there's an attorney that does criminal law, you can sit down with that attorney and you can go over that issue with them, and they can advise you. And that'll be the same way. We do have an attorney who has committed, does criminal cases. So whereas I could never do that because that's not what I practice, we have an attorney who does practice criminal law. And so at our free legal clinic this third Saturday in February, you can bring that criminal problem and you have someone to sit down and talk to you about it.
We are talking to Andre Chrisman today about Legal Aid Society and primarily the walk-in clinic, but I guess we've kind of touched on just about everything that you do, which is okay, because I think folks need to know that there are some differences. Let me ask you this, in terms of participation, where do you get the lawyers who participate, who help out? Because I know that if it's free for the people, then that means they're not getting paid. So, right. You know, they should be recognized for that effort.
That's a great point, and we're tremendously thankful, both as an organization in terms of Legal Aid Society, to the Rutherford Cannon County's Bar Association. We're continuing to forge a relationship, and hopefully that will grow stronger. I've talked with the some of the bar officers, and they're going to get the clinic placed in the newsletter. We can't compensate them for their time, but if they come, because it is sponsored not just by the Higher Ground Church but Legal Aid Society, Legal Aid Society has an account set up with the Tennessee Commission on Legal Continuing Legal Education Commission. All attorneys have to have continuing legal education credit. And if they come and serve with us, they can get credit for CLE credit for the time that they serve. And Legal Aid will take care of making sure that that gets sent in to the commission so that they don't have to worry about it. And we even cover the fee that the CLE commission charges for the for recording the time. So,
well, obviously, it's just like you think about a teacher who, you know, has to take so many courses during the year of continuing education or in-service training. I guess that's what this is for the lawyers as well, kind of.
That's true. Exactly. It gives them a chance to give back. And though there's no monetary compensation, they can get something that helps them accomplish, keeping abreast of the their trainings, which all of us are required to do at no cost. So.
We are talking with Andre Chrisman today, Legal Aid Society, and your little offices are nestled right across from the St. Clair Street Senior Center, right in that neck of the woods, I guess. And that's where you're open Monday through Friday. And you primarily handle a lot of cases, you know, like with the TIN care and the civil information, like you were talking. Right. Now, the Thursdays, 4 to 6, we've already kind of talked about that. The Saturday, let's hone back in on that. We talked about how it's very similar but offered on the weekend. What do you think response is going to be to this? I know response on Thursdays has continued to grow and grow, so this could do the same, I would think.
It could. Our media group, the Bradford Group, has done a lot to communicate to various agencies. The Murfreesboro Post, the Daily News Journal are already publishing that. We thankful to the Habitat for Humanity, Rutherford County Newsletter. It's been placed there on the United Way website. They've placed it there. And then in terms of, you know, working, because this is a cooperative effort, church members are going to barbershops and beauty shops and community centers and things of that nature across the city to hang up some of our flyers that we have created for this clinic. But your question, going back to your question, we don't know. We hope that we have a great response. We want to continue to get the word out, and that time it will build, and hopefully just kind of offer a little bit of relief to the Thursday clinics, that if you can't get out on during the week and you know you need to see an attorney, if you come the third Saturday to the free walk-in clinic at Higher Ground Worship Center, you can see someone hopefully at a time that's a little bit more convenient for you.
It's one of those things. There are only so many free hours that the attorneys can give, and scheduling and things of that nature forces its way into that. So you know, how far you could probably be open 24/7 and still have a line. Would you think that would be true?
That's so true, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because it underlies an issue that we're always constantly trying to bring the attention to. According to the 2010 census, one in five people, and I've heard this statistic say more like one in three, but at least one in five people in the U.S. are right at or below the federal poverty level, and with we're trying to show, with Legal Aid Society doing this partnership, we're trying to reach out to other agencies in the community, that even though because our organization has undergone a great cut to our resources, over $500,000 to what funds the Legal Aid Society for the eight offices that serve Middle Tennessee and the Cumberlands. But we're trying to show the community that we're stretching our dollars to the max. We're doing all that we can. This is something that will be in combination, with the Legal Aid Society in terms of resources or whatnot, but we want to show the people that we're trying to be responsible and help as many people, whether it's through education or advocacy, that we possibly can.
Andre, you brought up something that just kind of popped into my mind, and I was thinking about this, that the poverty level, one in five, one in three, not much difference there, but you're also seeing cuts. And so that oftentimes happens when times are tough and people lose their jobs and do fall below the poverty line. That's when it seems like there are cuts that are made, and that's when things are your services are needed the most.
You're exactly right. I mean, if you think about it, those who are at the margin already during a tough economy, they're really going to feel the heat. Because for some it may just be a loss in their stock portfolio, or their house is not worth as much in the market as it was when they originally signed the papers. But for individuals who are at the margins during tough economic times, it may mean they lose their Section 8 voucher. If they're unemployed, that means they can no longer make their rental payments, and that could fall down into in terms of being able to make a payment for transportation. So it oftentimes has a domino effect. And if we're not really just paying attention to it, those individuals can walk by us and we really not see them.
Mm-hmm. Andre, I want to give you the opportunity to once again pass along about the walk-in clinic that will be held at your church on the third Saturday of the month, I guess, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That, once again, that's the free walk-in legal clinic. The first clinic will take place Saturday, February 18th, 2012, from the hours of 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It'll be held at the Higher Ground Worship Center, which is located at 2424 Yearwood Avenue. If you're driving on Main Street, you take Main Street past MTSU, you cross over Rutherford Boulevard, and take that first left after the light onto Yearwood Avenue, and we'll be there to do as best we can to help you get some resolution, or if we can't solve your issue, point you to the resource that hopefully will be able to give you more assistance.
And in the future, every third Saturday, this is kind of a standing thing right now.
Exactly. And we'll try to make sure that we get out dates. We might not have it the third Saturday in May or December. But every other third Saturday, we're going to be out there. We're going to be passing out flyers, reminding people, touching base with the media outlets and newspapers to let people know that this new resource is in town, and it's totally free.
Anything else, Andre, or did we touch all the bases there?
Yeah. I just want to give just a little sample, and I appreciate your time, just a little sample, because this person could be someone in your agency. It could be someone that you come across with, and I just want to read a sample of a story, somebody that could be at your church, of the difference that legal assistance and what we're doing in this community affects people. Betty, and this is not her real name, was a single mother battling homelessness, chronic lower back pain, and serious depression. As a result of not having a steady roof over her head, Betty's address changed several times over a two-year period. Daily, Betty struggled with leg, knee, and foot pain, which made the simplest of tasks a struggle. Betty also had mental and emotional battles. As a result of these limitations, Betty stated she felt most comfortable when all alone. Fortunately, a friend took Betty into her home to give her a place to stay. Betty then contacted Legal Aid Society for help. The Legal Aid attorney successfully argued Betty's case at a Social Security Administrative hearing and helped her receive back benefits and prospective benefits. Betty now has a place to live, health insurance, and financial resources for the necessities of life. And we just want to pass on that story for people to know that Legal Aid Society is making a difference. Consider looking at us, investing in us, if you have a possibility to do that, to support the work that we do, because our work is being cut. We faced a $500,000 cut this year. Next year, if we follow the same budget, it's over $235,000 additionally from the cuts that we experienced this year. And so I'm trying to blare the message out as loud as I can as a managing attorney, because we're really, really in desperation of possibly losing the services that Legal Aid Society provides.
Well, whatever we can do to help you, to give you your bully pulpit here, we'll be more than happy to do that. Andre, it's always a pleasure to have you, and thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you for having me.
Andre Christman joining us from Legal Aid Society, and again, the walk-in clinics, the third Saturday of the month. Enjoy those if, I'm not sure if enjoy is the right word. Participate if you need to, and, you know, it's a service that's here, but like he was saying, you know, unless we get some support and some backing in there, call your state lawmaker or your federal lawmaker and let them know about the services Legal Aid. All right, back to wrap it all up in a sec.
We're the station that focuses on things on your mind, WGNS. And this is Rutherford Issues.